Hello, and welcome to Ghoul Society, Bedtime Stories. In these short story episodes, my big sister Jamie and I will be solo covering tales that deserve the spotlight but are a bit short for our regular episodes. Today, I am grateful to be recording on the unceded, stolen territories of the Songhees and Esquimalt First Nations, and the Lekwungen and Wasanich peoples whose historical relations with the land continue to this day. As uninvited guests on this land, we are committed to disrupting racism and colonial violence within ourselves, our families, and our communities. By listening to this podcast, you've officially been inducted into the Ghoul Society. So if you follow us on Instagram, you would have seen that this summer we thought we would do something different for our episodes. Every other Sunday, Jamie or I will regale you with some smaller, spooky, or true crime stories in solo episodes. Great for short car rides, walks, or getting ready for bed. This week, for our first bedtime story, I will be discussing the one, the only, the cryptid of the skies, Mothman. In recent years, Mothman has become a fan favorite within the cryptid and spooky community, and I am so here for it. I think the first time I heard of Mothman was an episode of My Favorite Murder, later depicted in an MFM animated short on YouTube, and then, of course, by the Ghoul Boys themselves, Shane and Ryan at Watcher. Who is Mothman? He's a giant humanoid creature with wings. Essentially, he looks like a giant moth. While many people depict him as a giant moth with black or gray feathers, others remember him to be more bird-like, kind of like the pterodactyl ghost in Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed. If you know, you know. Mothman is said to stand around 6 to 7 feet tall and has a wingspan of 10 to 15 feet or even more. And with that size, he's bound to fly at least 160 kilometers per hour, which for our American listeners is about 100 miles per hour, I believe. While his color varies from pitch black to light gray or even brown, the one thing that remains consistent across all sightings are his giant red glowing eyes. The first sighting of Mothman was around November to December of 1966 in what is now Point Pleasant, West Virginia in the USA. Point Pleasant is on the traditional lands of the Montan, Osage, Shawnee, and Kassikassikia nations. The Montan people were also known as the Big Water people. The Osage are also known as the people of the Middle Waters. The Shawnee people in English lightly translates to south, or moderate and warm of weather, and the Kassikassikia people are also known as the Peoria peoples. As described in their names, many of these nations lived on or surrounding Great Lakes or in river valleys where they lived with the land for thousands of years. While colonization was forced on these people, their traditions have continued through time and have persisted through unbelievable hardship. So, the first sighting of Mothman in Point Pleasant was printed by local newspapers wherein two couples, the Scarberries and the Mallets, told reporters and police they saw a large, black, moth-like creature with glowing red eyes standing near the site of an old World War II munitions plant. Linda Scarberry noted the creature to be, quote, a slender and muscular man, end quote, standing at 7 feet tall with white wings. Obviously scared, when both couples spotted the cryptid on their night out together, they sped away in their car, but they noticed that the creature flew above them as they drove away, making a screeching sound. The couples drove back into town, but were very weary about going to the police right away, and thinking that no one would believe them, they actually drove back to the plant to confirm what they had witnessed. It wasn't long until they once again spotted the creature, which they noted had leaped over their vehicle and disappeared into nearby fields that surrounded the plant. The Scarberries and Mallets drove back into town and straight to a diner where they told staff to call the police about what they had experienced. Sheriff Johnson and Deputy Halstead investigated the area where the teens saw the cryptid, but they couldn't find any evidence of a 7-foot-tall creature with wings. So they probably thought these kids were crazy, or I don't know, it's the 60s. Maybe they thought they were on drugs. The following day, a press conference was held. The stories in the newspapers allowed other people to come forward who claimed to have encountered the creature prior to the two couples that night. Headlines read, quote, "Couples see man-sized bird, creature, something," end quote. But a paper in Huntington, West Virginia, ran a headline inspired by Batman 66, the comic, titled "Bird, Plane, or Batman? Mason Countyans Hunt, quote, Mothman," end quote. Thus, the cryptid we know today was born. Once news of the Mothman reached across communities, more people began telling their own stories from November 1966, when 5 men were preparing a new grave in a cemetery. While digging, they saw something they couldn't explain in the surrounding woods. Soaring from the trees, they noticed a giant brown winged creature, too large to be a bird and shaped like a human. While many sightings of Mothman have appeared all over West Virginia, the hotspot surrounded the old World War II munitions plant that locals referred to as the TNT area. The area that surrounds the plant is mainly thick woods scattered with numerous small clearings and concrete domes previously used to store gunpowder. There are many abandoned tunnels that collect these kind of bunkers, although many have caved in or flooded throughout time. In 1979, fishermen in the area reported that chemicals that were used to make ammunition were left in the area, noting it to be an environmental disaster. A few years later, the area is said to be one of the most polluted sites in the US. Could these chemicals be linked to forming Mothman? No one knows for sure. But what are some of the more popular explanations for Mothman? Of course, he's giant, he may or may not have feathers, sometimes he's seen as black, gray, brown. Linda Scarberry noted him as being white. So what's with all the differences? Over time, with more sightings, Mothman became associated with other cryptids, such as Thunderbirds and Owlman, which are similar but have been sighted around the world, notably I believe in the United Kingdom. Sheriff Johnson, who originally investigated the TNT area back in 1966, believed that the teens may have seen a huge-ass heron. Wildlife biologist Dr. Robert Smith at West Virginia University thought that Mothman could have been a sandhill crane, though witnesses disagreed and further confirmed what they saw was not a known creature to science. Others believe that Mothman could be some sort of angel or demon, which are often depicted with wings. In line with this thinking, another popular theory is that Mothman is a type of fairy or fae, but no one knows for sure. Of course, skeptics believe that Mothman is a complete hoax and that people are making him up, or that they're just seeing a giant bird, but I think there's something more to the story. In 2002, Point Pleasant began its annual Mothman Festival, which is held every September in the downtown area. This festival is located next to the Mothman Museum and the famous Mothman statue, which was erected in 2003 by artist Bob Roach, with an inscription that tells the tale of the couples who witnessed the cryptid in November of 1966. Since his appearance in the 60s, there have been many renditions of Mothman within books, films, and even video games. Most notably, in 1975, a book titled The Mothman Prophecies was released and made to a film in 2002. In 2017 and 2020, 2 documentaries about the cryptid were made, and another film called The Point Pleasant Tapes, which I believe is a found footage film, was debuted in 2024. Mothman was featured also in a video game called Fallout 76 as a central feature in the game's Appalachian folklore, and is also a skin in Fortnite, and that was debuted as part of their 2025 Halloween event. Now, if you know a little bit about geography, you would know that the Appalachian Trail, the hiking trail, actually goes through West Virginia. And if you know a little bit about cryptids and the folklore surrounding the Appalachian Mountains, it's not a surprise that Mothman would be found here as well. But whatever you believe, Mothman has become one of the most beloved creatures in the world of cryptids and is my personal favorite. I even have a Pom Pal stuffy of him, which I will show on our Instagram and our TikTok. While this episode was a condensed history and outline of Mothman, the famous cryptid, I hope you enjoyed this episode and we look forward to seeing you next time. If you have any questions, comments, critiques, or if you would like to send us your own story, you can email us at ghoulsocietypod@gmail.com. You can also go ahead and follow us on Instagram at ghoulsocietypod. You can find us on TikTok at ghoul.societypod. And of course, you can find us on YouTube as well. I do share some shorts on there, and the episodes are also released on YouTube. Please don't forget to rate and review us and follow us on all of the socials. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Bye.